Oregon has done such a good job of connecting. Like, you sit there and you go, what are they doing that's so different? It's just the uniforms. It's not. Because they're connecting and bringing in former players that these guys grew up watching. And through the recruiting process, they knew that this kid loved Jeremiah Masoli. So they bring Masoli in for the spring game, and it's a picture of this kid talking with Masoli, and it says, "Was an honor and a true blessing to meet a living legend, my favorite quarterback and the quarterback that inspired me to say that I could play the quarterback position as a Polynesian. Jeremiah Masoli, you are a true inspiration to Polys everywhere. It was a pleasure to meet you, Uso." That's the kind of stuff that they're doing. It's not bringing in Mariota. Like, I'm sure Mariota will be there tomorrow.
And well, and for some people, it might be bringing in Mariota, but that's, we talked about coaches connecting earlier and knowing your personnel, even your future personnel, and what's going to move the needle for them. Any department can have a graphics person that can Photoshop someone's name and number on a jersey, on a truck, have them in all the Ducks gear in Autzen on game day. But it's understanding the things that are important to the recruits and then helping forge those connections that I would think makes the difference.
It should make the difference. You know, I mean,
because that's something, I mean, you would think Marcus Mariota would be the high profile guy that you would want to show off to the nation's best quarterback.
Yeah.
But it takes their knowledge of knowing, no, it was actually Masoli who really got this kid's attention. Let's make sure they meet.
And if you think about it, that's what all recruiting is. It's a relationships game. You're trying to build a relationship with the kid, connect with him in any way that you can.